This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now 7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but where would I be without the woman in my life? And that's after the song, we had the song, Jennifer, for Father's Day. The men in my little girl's life, whether you remember that, your father, I'm sure, remembers that. So I would change the emphasis to the women in my life. And the women in my life have included for a long time Jennifer Horn, more recently Jay Kirshner. And so here we are to whoop it up on the Good Day program with a, I have a very piercing question. Why is the fruit on the bottom? I've never understood that.
Fruit on the bottom of what?
The yogurt. Fruit on the bottom. Why don't they just mix it? Instead of leaving it to you, why don't they just mix the fruit?
Because there is yogurt with that's mixed, and some people like to mix it themselves, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that for a fact?
I'm a yogurtologist.
She has a degree.
A yogurtologist.
I don't know. Is that a thing?
We say that again? Let me try that one.
I'm a yogurt.
A yogurtologist. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yoo-hoo. Here's the thought from John Lewis, one of the big union guys in the history of our country. You must never, ever give up. We must keep the faith because we are one people. We are brothers. We are sisters. We are family. We live in the same house, the American house. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We need to have more of that. That should be repeated. Somehow there should be a flag made. We all talk about flags and what flags go with the American flag. That would be a flag that I would like to see flown. The fact that there is, we have so many different designed homes in our country. The home for various nationalities who've come here. There are no original Americans except the Indians, or we call them Indians, Native Americans. They're the only ones who are really native who are Americans. All the rest of us, those people who want to consider themselves I'm a flag-waving American. Okay, that's good, but your family didn't come, you go down far enough on the family tree and you find very few people who originally were Americans. I was talking about this on the farm yesterday to some people who were visiting, wanted to know more about the farm, the history of the farm. Well, the history of the farm goes back to the settlers of Framingham who were here in 1620, 1621. There were four families who settled in, and the town was originally called, it was Danforth Farms. It wasn't Frame, it was Farm. And they came from a town in England called Framlingham. And that's how it got its name, it's the L out. And so you tell people the story and they open their mouths. One fellow said, no, I didn't know that. We all came from someplace else. I guess that would be true of the natives originally. Where'd they come from? There are a lot of people who say the natives came over the Bering Straits from Russia and have connections to Mongolia. And that's why the Indians look the way they look. The Alaskans look a lot like natives, right? Think about I've asked this question, Jennifer, we were talking about it before. Why is it, you've heard me ask this question dozens of times. Why do black people look the way they do and white people and people who have yellow skins and eyes and all that stuff? And there are those who would try to convince you that they came there because of, the influence of the equator and all that stuff. I don't buy it.
I would be those people. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Raising my hand right here.
I don't buy that at all. No, not even close. So, anyway, but the reason that this week as we talk about the holiday that begins the week, focusing on the emancipation, I was just thinking about all of the other people, not just black people, who have been slaves over the course of the history of mankind. our biggest, most empowering moments have come at the hands of people who were slaves. And so
can
you think about
one, that. Like one minuscule complaint, though.
Yeah, you can.
I understand, and I love the meaning behind it. But can we come up with a better name?
Yeah, the name is awful. Juneteenth, terrible.
Because I don't think it explains what it is, and I don't think that it. I don't know. I just feel like it's
lost on people,
right?
Because they're not talking about the spirit of people who were slaves, their quest for freedom. And it was on this date, 1865, in Galveston, Texas, when this all began. So, yeah, we'll talk about it during the course of the week. I have said that we should trace the roots in school. Youngsters should still be in school, and this would be something that would shape the discussion for perhaps the last week of the school. Very important, I think. There are lots of different cultural things that have gone on that we can talk about. Right now, I want to talk about the culture of baseball and where we are. Do you realize that we're only, 3 weeks away from the All-Star game?
No. Middle of summer already.
Unga bunga. All right, so here's the story of a bus driver who got arrested over the weekend, charged with DUI. Listen to this. This guy is driving the Pittsburgh Pirates on a bus from Chicago. They played in Chicago, and the next game was in Milwaukee. So the team hires a bus, and they drive the Pirates from Chicago to Milwaukee. However, they didn't get there because the driver was drunk. The Illinois State Police, the driver was traveling away from officers seeking to escort the bus on its trip up to Milwaukee. Troopers said they observed more erratic driving and stopped the bus on the side of Interstate 94. The driver was arrested. He showed multiple signs of impairment. Imagine how embarrassing this is for the bus company, as much as anything else, and what kind of safety. Oh, my God. That's
and the driver wasn't even employed by the Pirates. It was a contracted situation, and
they hire a bus. They charter a bus. That's what. I was in the bus business for 13 years, and that's a nightmare that you never want to have. Never had somebody on drugs and. All right, speaking of baseball, David Freese, I believe, is that your Freese? Is it Freese? Mm-hmm. He had been inducted into the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame, but he said, no, sorry, I don't want to be in the St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame.
Well, he didn't say it like that, though.
No, how did he say it?
He said, like, wow, thank you for this opportunity, but I don't think I'm worthy to be in the Hall of Fame.
And he apologized heavily to the fans who voted him in, and his reasoning...
What's going on with him? Why, what's the reason?
Well, he had said that that time of his life was actually a really dark time for him. He was battling a lot of depression, some substance abuse because of the depression, and he didn't feel, when he was the all-star hero and all of that, he didn't feel like he was. And he just feels like that's not something that he... I guess maybe wants to return to.
Probably pop up in his life.
Yes, it's a time in his life that he didn't love. It was very difficult for him. And to relive it in the sense of going into the Hall of Fame, it might just be too difficult. But he was so apologetic. He was very appreciative. There was a lot of gratitude, you could tell, in his declining this.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he thought it through. Frankly, but
it's
there are a lot of
because
other.
Because most of us who said, "Oh, you want to be in the Hall of Fame?" would say, "Yeah,
right."
But I was puzzled by it too. That's why I kind of looked into it. And apparently, he just thought that wasn't his proudest time in life, and so he's still very much part of the Cardinals, like the alumni. You know, the older stars that come back.
Lou Brock, Bob Gibson, Rogers Hornsby, Stan Musial.
So it's not like it's about the team. It was more about his place in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. There is the Radio Hall of Fame, and I say this doesn't sound good, but I belong there, and I'm not, because I'm not a member of the Radio Club, and I leave it at that. I say it, and your father has said to me, both of your fathers have talked to me about this. Isn't it interesting that I'm as close as I am to the two of you and to your fathers? And
that
you came into my lives through your fathers. Both of you did. I hadn't really thought about that, but that's how it happened. Very
we're like the babies of the Good Day Show. We were delivered.
Right. But actually, you're products of the Good Day program. Yep. Okay. So here's something not so good from the weekend. 15 people died, 10 injured in a mass casualty collision on a highway outside of Carberry, Manitoba. Wow. Look at this mess. Another bus. This is a bus story. And you wonder sometimes. I had, as I said, going back to my days when I owned a company, we had 400 school buses. We ran the charter business between all over New England. We had the express service from Boston to Worcester. And I oftentimes sending out, it was not easy to find people to do this work. Much more difficult even now. But the amount of drug testing that I did then and alcohol awareness and stuff, just is, for whatever the reason, especially the long-haul drivers, I remember being on a tour when we were at Heidelberg, the music, the concert choir, traveled around the country, and we hired two Greyhound buses to take us around to wherever we were going. And I remember one day in the middle of the day, one of the drivers, I was sitting in the front talking to the driver, and he was falling asleep. And he said to me, I want to keep talking to you because for whatever the reason, I'm sleepy, and I don't want to fall asleep. You know, it's droning on and on. Imagine, think about this. All the over-the-road bus drivers and truck drivers who go on for 8, 10, 12 hours at a time, and many times the only time they would stop is to have a pee break or get fuel. Other than that, the buses carry enough fuel so they can just keep going. And just driving constantly. Have you ever done that yourself? Have you ever driven
especially
10,
those long straight
12?
Roads?
Yeah.
The old, they can some of the most become mesmerizing.
Right. The boring, some of these interstates. I remember driving from Bangor, Maine, up to the Canadian border. It is the most horrible ride. It is the longest, straightest. The trees lining the highway, everything looks the same for like 240 miles. So understand that whole thing. So anyway, keep that in your mind as you're driving. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Trilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now 23 after the hour, social media time here on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen. The question was asked, ladies, on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. With Father's Day this weekend, we'd love to know something about your dad, your father figure. So let's see here. Birch Willard writes, he taught us about the value of hard work, extreme honesty, and above all, family. Yeah, that's you can't ask for much more than that, right? Let's see here. Tim Lowe writes, my dad served in the U.S. Air Force and has always made sure that his family's needs were met before his own. I believe that his work ethic lives in me and my brother. And he posted a picture
of his father. That's a great photo.
Holy, isn't it, though? Yeah, that's a great picture. Good for you, sir. Thank you for posting that. Walt Eddings says, when I was six, I asked my dad for money. What do you need money for? He asked. I want to buy something, I replied. What do you want to buy? I'm not sure, I said. So he said he got me up on the roof to clean out the gutters, and after a couple of hours on the roof, I guess this kid felt like he had earned the money, came down, got the job done. He didn't at first. Father said, well, you aren't finished. Go pick all the stuff up that you threw off the roof. And another hour and a half later, I was done. He paid me $20. The next day, I asked if I could clean the roof again. He laughed and said, I won't ever have to worry about you. I started my own business selling found golf balls. Wow, what a great idea. $2 a ball? Usually had 200 balls to sell at a time. I saved $2,000 in 1970, sent myself to summer camp, paid for everything, clothing, camp, even the trip to and from camp.
Isn't that great?
That's a good story. Let's see here. Susan Nelson says, Father's Day is pool day. First day of June, my family and my dad would pull out our big pool. We'd put it up, go down to the blue shed at the end of our yard, get out all the pieces. What kind of a pool they have that they could put together, I guess, would be, I'd be wondering that. But she's got a picture of summer. See, I like them when people thank you for posting these pictures, right? Don't you like that?
Yeah,
you
I
see
love
these
the
kids,
pictures.
And that is a good picture. Let's see here. Lynn says, my dad was a hard worker, very seldom complained, served in the Navy during World War II, was at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked. Man, he had a broken back. Ooh. And he didn't ever discuss the war, but suffered horrible nightmares. He was a deer hunter, and she was recounting that. That's, what stories he must have had to tell. Thomas Hunt, my dad, showed my brother and me how to work by helping us mow lawns. How many people came along? How many of your fathers started making money by mowing neighbors' lawns? That happened a lot around here. I don't know if it did with the two of you. Did your father ever, Jennifer, mow lawns when he was a youngster?
I don't think that he did. He built a radio station in the house, though, and cars would come and line up outside to listen to it.
There you go.
That was his job.
That was his job.
I know. Likewise, my dad figured out how to get into radio at a young age, and that was his job.
We all did.
Career before he should have had a career.
Right. We all were teenagers when we got started. That's the three of us have that in common. I didn't build anything. I just started talking. And instead of being told to shut up, I put it to some use. So, yeah, there you go. Terry Seavey writes, my dad was an immigrant from Sweden. He loved America, served in World War II in the U.S. Air Force, worked for Coca-Cola for 34 years, loved the Yankees. He was a good dad. He loved his family. He died at the age of 93, lived a full and active life. And don't you want that, hold that thought for your father. If you love your father, my father was 91 when he died. Hold that thought for your father that you have great stories and great experiences that, you know, you hope that he lives forever, for sure. All right, thank you for all those great stories. 28 after here on Good Day.
A private label brand, also known as a store brand, is simply a product manufactured by another company and sold under the store's name. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Kiplinger.com reports that Costco's less expensive Kirkland Signature brand batteries are made by Duracell. Eater.com says Trader Joe's orders most of its products from name third-party manufacturers. The catch is that Trader Joe's and those suppliers keep the agreement secret. Compare name brand over-the-counter pills with the pharmacy's own brand. The packaging looks very similar. Read the fine print. Same ingredients. Same conveyor belt. Their lips are sealed. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
USA News. On demand. On your phone. On your computer. On your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Dangerous police chases involving human smugglers are becoming all too common near the Texas border with Mexico. Lisa Taylor has more.
A pickup truck loaded with people refused to pull over early this morning, leading the officers on a 20-mile pursuit. A sheriff's deputy was able to lay down spike strips on Highway 57. The truck's tires blew out and it rolled several times. Four illegal immigrants were hospitalized, including one that had to be rushed to a trauma center. They were all from Honduras. I'm Lisa Taylor.
U.S. State Department officials are deeply troubled, they say, by the Israeli government's plans for more than 4,000 new housing units in the West Bank. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, in a statement, said the U.S. opposes these actions that make a two-state solution more difficult to achieve, they say. Israel's government announced the changes to the settlement housing process this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. They are responsible in part for my self-realization. It is a thing. It's one of those things that we all go through. I'd like to think that I have influenced you in your life, Jennifer.
You have?
And have had, yeah. We have our things. We have become illuminated by our, I think there's a soul integration with us. I think that you don't get along with somebody and things, you know, we start sentences and we finish them. You start, I finish, I start, you finish. And I think that's the kind of thing that is I have high regard for that with the people who are principals in my life. And I've enjoyed going as far as we have in the direction that we've gone. It's kind of almost a miracle when you think about it. The fact that we have the time. I'm thankful of sharing the time that we have on the Good Day program. It is it's a landmark in many different ways.
You know what kind of like weirds me out? Not to like step on your thoughts here,
go ahead.
I think it's interesting how we get put into circles with people. Mm-hmm. And that's why I totally believe that there is, that God is there. Because, I mean, think about your life. Like how random.
No accidents.
There are so many people out there on the planet, but yet we find our circles. And it's really neat that you can walk by a bazillion people on the street, and then there's that one that you have that connection with that you, becomes part of your life. And it's just kind of cool.
Oh, and a lot of times it's like people are brought into your life when you need them the most, when you need a certain, like, not filling a void, but maybe you're going through a certain situation in life and you are brought someone, even if it is just for a short period of time, that person is there for a reason. What is it that's saying? People are there for a reason, and sometimes it's only a season.
Yeah, right. I've had relationships with people that have been like that. What do they teach you? I think that's what it's all about. Be open to teachable moments and the things that spice up your life. Enjoy that moment and be able to move on. Sometimes it's hard. It's, you know, depending on whether it's a relationship at work or a relationship, personal relationship kind of stuff, is, it's holding on to the good stuff. Hold on to that good stuff. I was at the Wegmans. Those of you who live on the eastern side of the country know the Wegmans food chain. I don't think they have them in Ohio yet, but they're all over New York and Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New England. They have a couple of hundred stores. And we had one, the biggest one that they've ever built, was built here 5 years ago in a mall. And the announcement was made last week that they would shut the store down because it's so big they can't make it work for them. They've had a very profitable family business, but they can't make the store work, so they're going to close it down. So I went there. You're going to laugh. There are a lot of things that I have found that I loved about Wegmans that I can't find anywhere else. So the fact that they're closing brought me over there. Was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday night. I went to the Wegmans store about 7 o'clock. I was there until 9:30. I spent $700.
Oh my God. What did you buy?
Things that I can't find any place else that I put in the freezer. They have a great vitamin section. They have a great personal care section. They have lots of very unique. Anybody who's been to a Wegmans, you know what I'm talking about. The people live in upstate New York, especially. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There's so much in there. You can spend so much time. I just walked around and looking at all of the things that they, that's one of the things that not only do they have unique things that they offer that they grow and that they make, and they're good, you know, there are a lot of people that go there just to buy the alcohol because of the way that it's, anyway, the point is that there was an opportunity here. For me, I go in, and I just zoned out for 2.5 hours. I'm just walking around with a shopping cart full of stuff. And if you asked me to tell you today what I bought, I don't remember. I mean, I can tell you looking at some of the fruit and stuff that came out of it, because that's what I have in the morning while I'm on the air. I eat during the breaks. I just eat a lot of fruit. So it also made me think about what's going on with malls in our country. They are closing, or at least they're having to reinvent themselves. I don't know if you've noticed that. I noticed in Los Angeles, actually, and I don't know where you are. I think it's the same everywhere, that a lot of the things that the malls used to have, they don't have because they don't need them anymore. So this mall where the Wegmans is, they're going to change the store into a pickleball court.
Oh, boo.
Well, but the malls are reimagining themselves so that they recreate, in this case, they're going to have a bunch of things, the entertainment focus here. These malls used to have, remember the Beverly Mall had that, they had really a big, I think they had 14 movie theaters in the Beverly Mall, and they don't have them there anymore. What have they put in there? That's on the top floor. Have you been to the Beverly? Well, you probably don't go over to the Beverly Mall much.
I've been to the Beverly Center.
Beverly Center, yeah. That's what I'm talking about, the Beverly Center, yeah. Right. You know, where they had all those movie theaters, they've changed it to have a big open court upstairs. They've transformed a lot of this mall space into indoor courts. And so anyway, they're doing that sort of thing. And there are other things that are being built in there, and they're trying to make themselves valuable again. And I think it's, I don't know, it's not a bad idea. 250 people play pickleball. We're going to have a pickleball court in the development. That I, you know, it's funny.
It's all the rage.
Yeah, it is kind of the rage. Trying to study what people want to do. Most of you know, you've heard me talking about me being involved in this development, this local development that I call an agrihood. We're building 63 homes on an old farm that I grew up on in order to keep it from being developed in a way that would have destroyed it. We're enhancing, we're building the homes among the trees, and we're building pastures around for cows and horses and stuff. Anyway, so, but I had, we got our permit from the planning board on Thursday. So I came home after that, and I thought, because it's been so distracting, that's one of the reasons I went to the Wegmans on Saturday. I just wanted to do something that for a few days, I said to the guys on the farm on Friday morning, hooray! After I got off the air, I couldn't wait to go to the farm because I had 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, to work on the farm without a distraction of having to go to a meeting or plant something for the development. I mean, we have other hurdles that we have to cross, and then we have to get going on it. But it was a sense of freedom that the weekend provided that I haven't felt for quite a while. It was kind of cool, actually. And so I think to myself, as those of you who are preparing to have that same feeling, many of those of you who have children that are out of school are already starting your vacations. I know there are tons of people around me who are heading to the Cape this week, going up to the mountains and to the lakes in New Hampshire, going up to the coast of Maine, because now summer, even though it doesn't start till late this week officially, but this is, you know, the weather actually has turned pretty good here. I don't know, around the country it looks like it's fairly good. It's getting warm in the upper Midwest again. And actually, I think California has dried out now, right? With all about this. I know what it was. We were talking about this. I don't know if we talked about this, Jay, on Friday in Utah, where Dr. Jack is. The snow is melting, and the rivers are so, there's the torrent of water that's coming down and going toward California. These streams are so loaded with water, people can't canoe in them. They can't swim in them anymore. Because the water, there's so much water that's coming off the mountains, going down, it's downstream, literally, to California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's good, because certainly you need it, but what are you going to do? Are we capturing it, or are we letting it go to the ocean?
That's the thing. You're letting it go straight to the ocean.
Yeah,
that's
right.
No good to any of us.
The genius who's the your governor, who wants to be president, by the
definitely
way. Let's hear it.
Definitely wants to be president.
Rah. Okay, so what's our observation? This was kind of a quiet weekend, wasn't it, for politics, given all the things that happened last week? I didn't see too much activity involving any of these characters over the weekend.
I think Biden started his campaign officially.
Well, his polls are awful. What it is about the Democrats, they think they can run this guy up the flagpole because the other candidate is so bad and they're going to focus. This is what I don't like. When these guys all focus on other people, I don't want to vote for Trump because he's done this, 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 and this. Okay, pal, what have you done? But most of the time, especially with Biden, he can't hold up anything because he hasn't done anything except mess things up on the border. And that's why he's pulling in the economy, the way COVID, after he became president, the money that was spent, the lack of direction. I almost feel sorry for the guy. And I look at him and I think, why do you want to even be president? You know, you can't do a good job. He's polling, his polls are down to 35% approval because of, you know, the problems that we have. Americans struggling. You know, we can't find people to do the work. It's just a combination of a whole bunch of things that have come together. So that's the only thing I saw politically over the weekend, frankly. The crowds around Trump were noisy, but not that big, from what I can see. And so where do we go? We go down the totem pole. Is that politically incorrect, by the way, to use that term anymore?
The totem pole?
The totem pole.
We'll find out.
I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I was thinking about that. I actually started when Jasper was a little boy, a little baby, I was counting his toes. And I did one little Indian, two little Indians, three little Indian boys, remember?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. Brendan looked at me and said, Dad, don't you know that that's not something that anybody who's sensitive does anymore? And I thought of
and
it.
And you
yeah,
said,
okay.
Yeah, kid, that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah. No, I hadn't even thought about it. But there are a lot of those little things. Do they really mean anything? There's no harm in them, but yet when you think about it, okay, yeah, there's a better little one little pig, two little pigs, or whatever it is that you can do. But the world is, our country has changed so much. Is it like that elsewhere? Are people so politically correct in every other? France is, Europe is probably, but I wonder when you go to Brazil or you go to Peru. Or you go even down to Australia. Are people that politically correct that they think about, they're actually conscious?
That's a good question, but also we have different ways of saying things. So, like, some of our sayings don't really add up elsewhere, and then some of, like, their sayings and across the globe, it's like, wait, that's offensive? I always think of the peace sign, where if you flip it around, it's actually a vulgar hand gesture in England.
It is?
It is.
Oh, now you thought of something.
But when you do it like cut the... I don't know what that means. You'll have to explain it to me off the air.
Yes.
And handily, we're at that time, 48 after the hour on Good Day. So, Jay, happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fellow that I have met last couple of years. Actually, we've been friends longer than a couple of years, although we started talking about what to do with my eyes. It seems like forever. It took me a long time. When people decide that they want to do something, whatever it is, it may be LASIK, maybe cataract surgery, it may be any number of treatments that are necessary. Dr. Benjamin from the Benjamin Eye Institute in Los Angeles is here to talk about what you need to be aware of. This is probably the best eye center you can find. It certainly brings in people from all over the country, all over the world, into his office in Beverly Hills. It's kind of a neat place. It's what you'd expect. It's kind of fancy, but there's a lot of attention that's given to detail. That's what I like about it as much as anything else. So how, you know, when people come in, how do you settle them in, and how do you determine quickly what it is they're going to need? Because most of the time when they come to you, they don't really know what they need, right?
Yes, good morning, Doug and friends. So ophthalmology is, you mentioned that the office is fancy. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. Ophthalmology is a very technology-intense specialty, right? For the diagnostic purposes, for everything that we require, we really do need to keep up with all the technology, all kinds of new imaging machines. In general, it's very important to keep in mind that ophthalmologists is very frequently, we call eyes of windows to the health. It's not just a window to the soul, but to the health. Very frequently, ophthalmologists are the first one to diagnose diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid problems, and other seemingly unrelated maladies. So it's very important for patients 40 and over to start visiting an ophthalmologist, even if they don't have any ocular complaints. In general, everybody over 40 will start developing what's called presbyopia, a need for reading glasses. And also that's the age when things that really do affect vision, such as glaucoma, cataracts, begin to rear their ugly head. So it is a good idea to visit someone at 40 and older.
At 40. Okay. I think that's when I was in my early 40s when I first started wearing the cheaters. I was 42, 43 maybe when I started with the 100s, and then it went to 200, and then it went to 300, and there were always levels, so it was 1, 125, 150, 170. It just kept, every couple of years I'd get, and I have, after I had the operation with you, I have a box full of 45 or so glasses. I don't know why I'm keeping them. I probably should give them to somebody that can use them, because I'm getting a little bit better with each week or two, as I, you know, you said that it would take me 4 or 5 months to be able to, for example, at night see without seeing halos and lights and things like that.
Right.
But I had an extreme operation, and not everybody needs that.
Well, what you had is not really an extreme. It's an operation that probably everybody, by the age 65, about 50% of people have already had cataract surgery, because it is the most commonly performed surgical procedure in the Medicare system. Exactly, because it affects patients, you know, as we get older. Mm-hmm. Cataract surgery is where we replace the cloudy or inflexible crystalline lens. Throughout the years, the lens becomes inflexible, it becomes stiff, and then eventually becomes so cloudy that even glasses cannot make it. But you described the increase in the lens prescription. That's a normal kind of progression. It's not really a disease. It's just a normal stage in life. And eventually get to the point where glasses no longer help, and a lens replacement surgery, very common. If you remember from personal experience, it's performed with a laser. Yeah. It literally takes minutes and immediate recovery. If you remember, as soon as we rolled you out of the operating room, you could already see.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic stuff. The reason that you are continually getting better quality of vision is neural adaptation. This is where your brain becomes better and better at using the lenses. That's why you experience improvement.
All right. So here's my recommendation. I say this lovingly and with all of the power that I have as an influencer. This is a great place to go to get it figured out and fixed. Dr. Arthur Benjamin, the number into that office is 310-275-5533. You can call him or you can text him. But if you're having eye problems, you want to get them straightened out, get to the bottom, call 310-275-5533. Dr. Arthur Benjamin, always good to have you here. I like talking to you and learning more each time we chat. This is Good Day.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.